He found it difficult to fall asleep on the train, shaking from side to side. He noticed that whenever the train passed a cemetery, the travellers around him crossed themselves. She's in rough shape herself. Gelato for tonsils, he remembered. Accompanying a girl and her father to have her tonsils out. She had taken one look at the ward full of other children and simply refused. This, the most adaptable and genial of children, suddenly turned into a stone of refusal, adamant. No one was ripping anything out of her throat, though the wisdom of the day advised it. She would live with it in, whatever it looked like. He still had no idea what a tonsil was. Caravaggio stood with his valise at the far end of the hall. He put the bag down and waved across the darkness and the intermittent pools of candlelight. There was no clatter of footsteps as he walked towards her, not a sound on the floor, and that surprised her, was somehow familiar and comforting to her, that he could approach this privacy of hers and the English patients without loudness. As he passed the lamps in the long hall, they flung his shadow forward ahead of him. She turned up the wick on the oil lamp so it enlarged the diameter of light around her. She sat very still, the book on her lap, as he came up to her and then crouched beside her like an uncle. "Tell me what a tonsil is," he said, her eyes staring at him. "I keep remembering how you stormed out of the hospital followed by two grown men." She nodded. "Is your patient in there? Can I go in?" She shook her head, kept shaking it until he spoke again. "I'll see him tomorrow, then. Just tell me where to go. I don't need sheets. Is there a kitchen? Such a strange journey I took in order to find you." When he had gone along the hall, she came back to the table and sat down, trembling. A man she knew had come all the way by train and walked the 4 miles uphill from the village and along the hall to this table, just to see her.